You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala. Now's your chance to turn back.
Get in the Batcave, Michael.
Okay.
Don't do Red Bull. Do Coca-Cola or something.
Wowie, zowie, citizen.
This is MZ Now.
I thought my key card stopped working.
It took a little while for you to come and get me.
Well, I was because I was talking to Spider.
You know how you do.
Yeah.
Must have been riveting conversation.
When I was rolling up, though, to the building today.
This is what I'm talking about right here.
I saw this guy backing out onto the service road. I was like, the hell is this guy doing?
Yeah.
What?
It wouldn't let me in the parking garage.
Oh, you park downstairs now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't see your...
celebrity parking.
So when do I get my spot?
You just have to pay, I think the building charge is $75. So for you, $140 a month, and I'll get you a spot.
I can't get a legacy since my dad used to work here 20 years ago?
No.
Huh.
So, that's just the rules. I didn't make them up. I just wrote them.
I mean, he did drive a Corvette. They should remember.
By the way, there's no nice cars downstairs.
No, not at all. No.
Most of them are business things.
Yeah.
I might have the nicest car downstairs, actually.
Not with that paint job.
And with the little spot on the bumper.
Still
the nicest car down there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's rustic.
Yeah. It's got a little character.
Weathered.
Weathered.
Yeah. Vintage.
Vintage. Don't say weathered around here, because then I'll get stuck here for 2.5 hours.
Right. Yeah, I think all the nice cars park on top now after that flood.
Yeah.
And all the older cars park at the bottom. But yeah, I drove up to the little scanner thing, the little keypad, and I put my badge up against it, and it says deet, and the gate's supposed to open, but the gate never opened. So I'm like, did they lock me out of the building? And then I tried it again. And then finally, I had to back out, go to the other one, and that one let me in. So Eric's not here. He said something about having to go to a wedding.
About time they got married.
Whose wedding?
I don't know. Apparently, he told me about this, and I have no clue what he's talking about.
Hmm.
He's staying with Sarah. He's like, remember I told you I was staying with Sarah and all this stuff?
I think I remember him talking about something like that. But
last week when he was telling us he wasn't going to be here, when he was walking out the door. I think he knows.
Yeah, his words were like, hey, I won't be here next week. You're like, what? He's like, I've told you like 3 times.
Yeah. I don't think he did tell me, though. I think he just knows that I'm not going to remember.
So he just says that every time.
Yeah, I told you. But I'm pretty good at remembering when people say they're not going to be on the show because I had to plan according to that, you know? When did he tell me that? When was the last time we hung out? When we were all at brunch a few weeks ago? That was it.
That was more than a few weeks ago.
That was like a month ago.
Yeah, at least.
I just remember there was something about like he was, is it in New York?
No,
Austin.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the chick in New York that said, hey, come stay
with me?
That was
also Sarah.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm getting, all right.
But Sarah didn't live, she had a birthday party. Remember, Sarah didn't come to visit us when we were in New York. She happened to be there. She didn't want to take the little Uber 10 minutes to come eat dinner with us. A free dinner, by the way. But then decided to throw a birthday party a few weeks later back in New York and wanted us to come to that birthday party.
Hmm. You know, speaking of your New York deal, I actually had a conversation about how someone went to New York and wasn't impressed with the food.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed with that restaurant I went to.
Right. And they even specifically said Italian. They were like, the Italian sucks here. And I was like, well, I mean,
it's like every other place, man. You got good places, you got bad places.
Yeah.
You just got to find the right one.
Right. And I bet in New York that takes a little bit more time to find.
Yeah, because there's so many more
places
to try.
Right.
And it was a little neighborhood. I mean, it was a nice restaurant, but it was in a little neighborhood. There's probably 20 restaurants in that same street, you know?
Right.
Huh. But, yeah, anyway, so Eric's out of town at a wedding staying with Sarah, apparently, that he told me about that I don't think he actually told me until last week, which is fine. So in his place, we have Cosmo Joe, who is coming to you through the interwebs. He's not in studio. He's his house.
He's in studio, just not this studio.
Right, he's at his house studio.
Yeah. Hello.
We were going to have you in studio, but you had some sniffles and you know, like a headache or something. What did you have?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I went through some weird body chills and things of that nature. I don't know. Probably COVID.
Oh, damn.
Have you had it before?
Probably.
Joe's not the kind of guy to just test himself.
Well, I've been vaccinated.
But you got the J&J, right?
Yeah.
So it's like you, yeah. It's like you didn't get vaccinated.
Yeah. You basically got a
sugar pill.
You basically got a 6-week reprieve from COVID.
Yeah.
Well,
and that was over a year ago.
Yeah, it's been over a year. So, no, I'm groovy. It didn't really do anything to me. It hit me for like a day. I just took it as the weather. I was like, man, maybe just the cold because it was that drastic weather change.
Yeah. My nose always starts running whenever it goes from like 80 degrees to 20.
Yeah.
In 12 hours, I'm like, I don't sneeze or anything, but my nose starts running really bad. That's usually what it is.
I'm groovy.
Cool.
But I'm groovy. I didn't want to make sure that everybody didn't get anybody else there, you know, sick or anything.
Yeah, we have to protect our last COVID survivor here.
I mean,
who's that?
Who's the last COVID survivor?
Oh, me?
That's Mike in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care about it at this point. I was worried about it because I didn't want, you know, my family or anybody else getting sick. They've all had it. They're still recovering from it. You know what I mean? So it's like, now I don't care.
So let's have a COVID
party. My great-grandmother, 98 years old, got COVID and lived to another day.
Just one?
Just one more day. Yeah.
Oh. Don't jinx it, man.
Yeah. Well, she lived a couple of more days. Oh. She's still alive. But, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Those are the ones I was worried about, and everyone's either had it or completely vaxxed and boosted, and so I'm not as worried about it anymore. So if I get it, who cares? I've lived a good life.
Have you really, though?
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
I'm ready to go. I got no regrets, no regrets.
In case our listeners can't tell, we didn't really prep a show, and what's so funny is, like, I'm actually looking for the Google Doc right now, and I can't find it, so I guess...
You wouldn't see much on there.
No, there's like three
okay.
lines.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything we had planned for today didn't work out.
Okay.
So we had three good shows in a row.
I mean, you know, you
got to have a filler show.
Yeah.
And this is what that is.
Yeah.
It's a filler show. If you see Cosmo Joe on the show, it's a filler show.
Oh, man.
Because it's just that we go through we're like, okay, everything fell apart. See if Cosmo Joe's available.
Yeah.
and he always is. And it's always a great time when he's here. In fact, he was giving us a business update. You know, last time he was on the show, he talked about this business venture he wanted to do.
Don't sleep on it.
All right. Well,
it's the next great wave.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on it.
It's called, what was it called? Tiny Pleasures?
No. Don't get it twisted. Don't be throwing it out there. We got to get the information correct.
Okay.
It's called Little Pleasures.
Little Pleasures.
Little Pleasures. It's going to be the first little person adult entertainment venue. But I can't run it.
You only can...
What do you mean you can't run it? Oh, because you're...
I'm not a little person.
So you got to find a manager.
You can just be a financial backer.
I don't know, man. I don't want them to pick it apart. You know, I don't want it to get its legs cut out from underneath before it even starts.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I've got to be careful about this whole scenario. I've looked it up. I'd be the first of my kind.
Well,
and it's going to be a hard road to row because I'm not a little person.
Right.
That's true. But I mean, Michael is not that far behind.
Right. I think when we had the Little Women of Dallas in, I was maybe 2 inches taller than them.
Hmm.
Well, I mean,
they accepted me as their own.
Okay.
There might be some light here. There might be something here. But also, you got to be careful when you're looking up on the internet, little people, adult entertainment.
Well, yeah.
Things pop up that, you know, in a different light, different times, they might think different things. So I just want to get it out there again. I had a vision for little people. Be able to go in and enjoy other little people without being worried about being discriminated against or anything else. And I wanted to give them a little sanctuary, almost like, you know, a little, I don't even want to go any more detail about the, you know, all that, but
you don't want somebody to steal it. You don't want a little person to come steal your idea.
I think he does.
I kind of do now at this point. Like I said, I kind of looked into it. I received some negative backlash, if I can say it that much.
And, you know, from who?
I'm not at this time. I'm kind of I can't disclose that. I'm kind of in a quandary, we will.
Are you in legal trouble?
Yeah, legally, I can't really go any further than what I've just talked about. I might have clicked one or two wrong buttons. And anyways, what I'm saying is it's still a go. I'm just trying to find other investors and other other alleyways that don't just rely on me.
So if someone's listening to this right now and they're like, that's a great idea, I'm a little person, I can take this idea and turn it into a reality, you're okay with that at this point?
So
Yes, I am. There are some stipulations, some things. You know, obviously it's been a brainchild of mine for at least 20 plus years going on now. And, you know, I've talked about this in the back rooms of many a cool bars and right. places with things and places. And I don't want to lose that, that momentum and that essence.
Right.
But, I've come to a realization I am going to need, to transfer the quest.
So
I will. And,
I'm just curious, like, of the adult pleasure club. I mean,
kind yeah, of, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's like a, well, it's nothing. It's not, it's just, it's just, it's again, there's a lot of,
you're stepping on toes here, Clark,
but no.
Yeah,
I mean,
Clark,
are we talking like strippers? Just like, you know, a topless dance club, or are we talking like full blown sex club?
Well, I mean, we're gonna keep it within the law,
like
with the laws and the regulations right. of the counties, the communities that we serve.
Right,
that's where we're trying to stay with. I mean, because ultimately, this wasn't just a one time deal. This right. was a. I was trying to go for a whole. I mean, I'm not really sure how many little people there really are on the planet. I haven't really done. I can't find that information either. I mean, that probably would help out with the business model.
When you're on Shark Tank, and they're like, "What kind of market is this?" You're like, "I don't know."
Yeah, well, I mean, they need a place to go.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing as I wanted to open up a clown bar. You know,
for clowns only.
For clowns only. You know,
I mean, there's already a clown dating site.
Professional clowns. Where do they go to drink when they get off work?
Right. You know,
they've got to have a place too. Like, why can't we have a clown bar?
Right.
Again, I don't want to go too far.
You don't want to give out all the secrets here of what you're working on.
Exactly. It's all about the people.
Right.
It's about bringing people back together. Now that we can get past this bug, if we will, you know, we can get back together, start to intermingle, enjoy the.
So the world. I love how he's dressed. He looks like a flat earther. Let me tell you exactly why.
I'm just,
the earth is flat right now.
I'm just curious. So hey. Like how much lower to the ground do you have to drill the glory hole? Because I mean,
again, we're staying with regulations of the counties, Clark, and laws.
Well,
this is why I'm having problems, because of that kind of mentality.
Right. Well, like, you're not taking this seriously, Clark.
You know, I think I am.
You're not taking it seriously. You automatically go to some really disturbing, gross,
right.
That's not perverted place.
Hey, it might be disturbing to you.
I'm trying to provide an environment.
Well, I am too. Look, I'm not trying to shoot holes in your theory, man. I'm just trying to help.
He's trying to make holes somewhere else.
Because, you know, a glory hole to one person might be a peephole to another, you know? Do you just want them to look, or do you want them to experience it?
I think the hole will come up naturally. Somebody will drill the hole. You know
what? That is right. That is true.
Now, let me ask you this. Here's a little bit of a loophole. Speaking of holes, a little bit of a loophole here. What if you, in the metaverse, created this environment, and your avatar was a little person? Could you get away with it then?
I don't know.
If your avatar in the metaverse is a little person, I would think that you could open up a little person environment for other little person avatars.
For adult entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying porn, Clark.
Right.
Well, I'm not either.
About, you know,
the wholesome family environment.
Yeah, just, you know, boobs. That's it.
Right.
Just boobs. Okay. Just, you know, just boobs.
Yeah. In fact, that's the name of the place.
You know,
just boobs.
Just boobs.
No, just boobs. Well, yeah. Well, that's the. Well, yeah, that could work too. I like that.
It's little pleasures, yeah. Colon, just boobs.
and then in parentheses, not fully nude.
Right. Yeah.
BYOB.
Right.
So, yeah.
Close it too.
But then I thought too, I was like, well, on the other side of the spectrum, what about opening up a strip joint just for, like, you know, females that are 6'2" or taller?
Amazon.
Ooh, yeah. Amazonian. Ooh. Yeah. Club.
Okay. Former just, WNBA players.
Know. Yeah, there you go. More volleyball players. You know, those kind of girls.
Call,
you know,
the big we could
Amazon
call.
Ladies, you know, like, you know, I don't know. But you know, but no, again, there I went online and started to look things up of that nature, and I found myself in a quandary, and again, there's only so much I can talk about at this point. And again, I was just being funny. I didn't really mean anything. If anybody's listening to this point, I was just, you know.
Go ahead and issue your apology for the hate to come.
Yeah.
Get out ahead of it.
I,
yeah.
The joke was on me, not on you. And
you know what? I think where it needs to happen is that it just needs to be a side, a little aside.
I've got to go to my safe place, and I've got to educate myself.
There you go.
On little people's desires. They're in,
which is the sister club.
Well, no,
and you know, even okay, let's just say all people's desires, all
right?
Amazon people,
yeah,
people,
clowns.
And I've got to figure out the generations to come and how to be able to intermingle with all of them,
right?
You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly,
I
right.
Like, absolutely, you know,
yeah.
I think this is going to be like,
you're growing.
I'm a bad person here. I'm just, you know,
you're just curious,
right?
You're just curious.
I'm just curious. There you go, Clark. I like where we're at there, man. That's kind of exactly where
there's
I was.
There's no shame in just like wanting to know.
It looks like about 0.08 people on Earth suffer from dwarfism, which works out to around 650,000-700,000 people. So you got a market.
Yeah, but that's worldwide, right?
Right.
Hey man, we could do a 1 year festival, you know? They gotta get horny too or something. You know? Something's gotta go down, you know? Like this can't they gotta procreate.
They have like, to get horny.
Who's the comedian? His name's
Brad Williams.
Brad Williams. I saw him on a podcast the other day, and he was talking about and I may be getting out of context here, but he said something about there is like a convention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That happens once a year. You could do like a pop up thing at the convention.
Ooh, there we go. There we go.
Little pop.
Well,
I like where you're at, because you know what? We did change the name, so whatever I'm going through now won't be the same. I like where you're headed. Let's do it.
Little pops.
I like it.
Hello, this is Nichelle Nichols, and you are listening to Michael Zavala.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.
What's up, first caller on 1-888-MZ-Live-5?
What do I win?
What do you win?
Yeah, do I get a coffee cup or something like that?
Oh, no. No, that's way too expensive. But thanks for calling. So that was our first caller on 1-888-MZ-Live-5.
Call the show at 1-888-695-4835.
It's Godzilla! It's a water trip!
Maybe I am queer.
Oh!
Is MZ Now.
This is Howie Mandel, and you're listening to Michael Zavala.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.
Boy, that halftime performance with Dr. Dre and Eminem and everybody, I got emotional watching it.
Did you crip walk?
Funny you ask. I did not, because I don't know how, but I'm on a quest to figure out how to crip walk. I found a video of a British lady, and she's trying to teach her. I don't think that she's doing it right.
Can your leg handle crip walking?
I don't know, but I want to be like an inspirational story, like this guy broke his leg on a tragic scooter accident, and now he's like a professional crip walker.
No, you're a crip walker in the fact that you were crippled at one time.
Right.
Yeah, that was the crip walk that you did.
Yeah. But now I really want to know how to do the dance.
Ah.
I already got the walk down. Now I want to do the dance.
So did you enjoy the halftime show?
I loved it.
Because I thought it was very corporate presentation.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Music.
Yeah. I wouldn't expect anything crazy, but...
I watched it with Cosmo Joe, as a matter of fact.
What'd you think, Cosmo Joe?
I mean, I was glad that they actually, like it actually went down, but it was just played out. It was kind of like, I don't know, like the whole Eminem part. Like, I could have done without 50 Cent's part, to be honest with you. Like, that was just kind of bunk to me. Like, I don't know.
You didn't like him,
I mean, hey.
Coming out of the ceiling like that?
Yeah, it looked like he was
he needed 10 people to help him down.
Right.
Yeah, bro. Like, it just, like Spider said it, like, some of it, it just seemed, it was cool. I like the way it was presented. I like the fact that it was the artist it was. I just wish they would have done it differently. Like, Eminem, I wasn't into the song choice. Like, I don't think that was as cool a song. I don't know why 50 Cent was there. But other than that, bro, it was cool. I mean, the game itself kind of was a letdown.
I loved Kendrick Lamar's part, man.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
But that dude is
Kendrick
just
was
an
on,
entertainer.
Man. They should just let him do it. Yeah, well, he's a real artist.
Yeah. The reason why I thought it was so great really wasn't the performance. It was the fact that, like, I was thinking about Dr. Dre growing up in the, 80s, broke, just pursuing his passion. He found people that he could write music with and do music with, and he found talent like Eminem. And fast forward all these years later, he's performing in the biggest stage in the world during the Super Bowl halftime in Los Angeles, and LA wins.
Well, I mean, back in the 80s, the halftime show, I don't even know what they did in the halftime show. In fact, I think half the time I was watching the Bud Bowl, like what was going down between Bud Light and Budweiser. But like I said last time, it was Michael Jackson that had the first halftime show that was really relevant.
Yeah.
And then I forget what kind of happened then and there, and then MTV took it over, and then it became... I was actually thinking on this on the way in. Then you had like people like Katy Perry and that one Super Bowl where, Maroon 5 did it. God, that was just it didn't fit with the whole sports theme.
You mean there's not a lot of NFL guys out there jamming out to?
Well, that's what they try to. Well, that's what they try to do. They try to bring in more viewers that are going to watch it that wouldn't normally watch the game.
Right.
So they can get more eyes to get advertising. And
sure.
This was the one thing where I kind of looked at it and this is what I thought. Those guys that were playing on the field, this is music that maybe they didn't listen to
young.
Well, they were too young, but at least they probably listened to it in the car with mom and dad. And the music kind of fits with the music that, I mean, it's the foundations for the music that they listen to now.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guarantee you, this is probably the first halftime show that when the guys went into the locker room, that they might have not have been focused on the game. They would actually be thinking like, man, I wonder what Dre's doing out there. I wonder what Snoop Dogg's doing out there.
Saw that, right? Like,
what?
Oh, yeah. Snoop the game?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I bet you there were people smoking up in the upper decks.
Yeah. I just think it's cool that, this guy beat all the odds, became like the richest person in hip hop, obviously selling subpar headphones, but whatever.
Right.
That's a whole nother argument. But, just pursuing his passion. And now he's performing in his hometown on the biggest stage in the world. And the team won. Like, I think that's just so cool.
Yeah.
I think the coolest part for me is that he brought everyone along with him.
Yes.
Like, all those people that he's worked with. I mean, he even had Anderson .Paak on the drums. The band was really good,
too.
No,
that was cool.
The band was great.
Yeah, they were really good.
I love hip-hop music or rap music played by, like, real instruments in a live performance like that. Like, when they do it on SNL or whatever, I love it.
Yeah. They're always. It kind of reminds me of when LL Cool J was on Unplugged on MTV.
Yeah.
That was a good show back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never seen it.
I forgot about that. There's a couple famous ones, and like the Nirvana one was real famous.
That's the best album that Nirvana ever put out, was the Unplugged from MTV, I think, at least. If you listen to that, that's incredible. Incredible album.
So, about the halftime show, I did get in a back and forth with a relative of mine because they thought I was attacking their generation.
The halftime show?
Yeah. So, the premise goes, it goes on to what Spider was saying, is that it was a very corporate presentation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I had a Facebook tweet where I said, this is everybody that grew up buying their rap CDs from Walmart is enjoying this show. And And this person took it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's
it was the radio edited.
Yeah, exactly. But it was
never just edits. It was always weird sound effects
right.
and stuff.
Yeah. Or reverse. They would just reverse the lyric.
Or even then, they would seriously, like, even edit, like, bad themes that were in it. Too sexualized and violent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, and that's why when, I forget what part it was, where he, instead of saying MFers, he said Little Busters.
And I was cracking up.
And so, yeah.
But that's how I listened to the music on the radio. So that's how I knew the songs. Right.
Well, I mean, I knew the songs from MTV. So you weren't going to get,
think the lyrics to Forgot About Dre is like, they forgot about Dre. I don't know what he says there. I mean, I think I could figure it out if I really wanted to, but that's how I wrap the song. If it of that, like, forgot about Dre.
Yeah, and so it just started a back and forth where this person thought I was attacking their generation because I called out the Walmart thing, but this person's 7 years older than me, and I was like, no, the Walmart.
Was this your sister?
Cool, I get to f- my sister. No
was
comment.
It your sister?
No comment. No comment. And it was just kind of, it was just a weird back and forth, and I was like, well, if I'm attacking any generation, I'm attacking my own, because Walmart came out with that to protect my
right.
My virgin ears, so
right.
to say.
Yeah.
You know, for God forbid, let's give them cheaper CDs, but let's protect their innocence.
Right. Man, those CDs would scratch so...
Mm-hmm.
You had to buy that little goop. Yeah. Do you ever have that goop that didn't work whatsoever?
No. I had a different kind of goop when I was 13.
No. Oh, God.
Yeah, this goop would actually try to fix the scratches on the CD, and you'd have like a little buffing pad.
You just go run around the block and use the grease off your nose. That works the best.
Yeah.
I also heard toothpaste.
I did toothpaste too.
Yeah.
And sometimes it would work. I think it would just like fill the gaps really.
Right.
I don't know how that, I don't know how the technology works, but
yeah,
it doesn't
sometimes
anymore.
Work.
Yeah. Yeah. These kids.
Yeah.
Don't understand.
Do you hear my MP3 skip? I think we might have a lawsuit on our hands. I think we have been completely ripped off.
Oh, I thought for a minute they were like, we're already getting sued by the little people of America.
No, that's Cosmo Joe. By the way, you can write to Cosmo Joe. Cosmo Joe, P.O. Box 2381.
That's not happening.
Marfa, Texas.
No. There you go. Sit it out that way. Yeah.
No, I think we have a lawsuit on our hands because I said something very profound on this show, and just a week or two later, somebody else use my exact verbiage, and I think we have a lawsuit.
Do I need to play it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Well, should I play my part first and then play yours?
Yours first.
All right. So this is during the recording of, now this was a private closed off recording.
It was.
Of the Patriot Pete Saves Christmas.
We can't have people around Patriot Pete. Though.
Right. This was a very
close. Patriot Pete.
Oh, no. That's a whole nother thing.
It looks like your cousin right now.
Patriot Pete, we were recording this, and the script calls for Patriot Pete to yell, shut up. Well, I missed the little Patriot Pete voice and went a little too far, and because Clark was irritating me. And
Just shut up!
That's what came out. So we thought it was so funny, because no one...
Just shut up!
That's the best part.
Yeah.
Just shut up!
You can use that as a meme. So we started putting it out online, because we just thought that clip was so funny. Well, a few weeks later, this clip comes out.
Oh,
that's me. Sorry.
If you don't want to watch...
Yeah, start that over.
Shut up! Just shut up!
I mean, it's the same thing.
Shut up! Just shut up!
It's even titled, Shut Up, Just Shut Up.
Yeah.
Shut up! Just shut up! If you don't want to watch, then don't...
Yeah, actually, so...
Who is it?
It's Trey Wingo from SportsCenter, and he's... this actually came out 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so I copied it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Trey's got the lawsuit.
All right. Shut it down. Let's kill this segment.
Yeah.
No, the...
cut this out in post, please.
And so, and the funny thing that he's talking about, he's actually talking about...
Are you sure it was 3 years ago?
Man, I'm looking at it February 5th, 2019. It's on SportsCenter's Facebook page.
Oh.
But it's... Well,
there goes my whole argument.
Yeah. Well, he's talking about how people think the Super Bowl is boring, which...
It is.
Shut up! Just shut up!
I mean...
Just shut up!
We could almost sink...
Shut up! Just shut up!
You want to sink?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Shut up! Just shut up!
I mean, the timing...
So close.
The timing All right. Well, never mind. Trey, I'll Venmo you $20 for using your phrase. I'm so sorry. We'll settle this out of court.
No, I don't think he can trademark that. That's almost as bad as...
But the timing?
Oh, dude, it's great. That's why when somebody posted this to a Facebook group I was on and I heard it and I was like, oh my God.
I mean, the pacing, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, Just shut up.
He's a little bit more calm in the just shut up.
Yeah, he gives up at the end.
Yeah.
Where you go, you fight through it.
Right. Well, you were telling me happy holidays. Our patriot Pete, you were telling happy holidays, and he's mad about that.
Yeah.
All right. Nobody told me that Bel Air on Peacock was going to be fantastic.
What?
Fantastic.
I just saw an ad for it. Maybe during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I saw it during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So it's dramatic Fresh Prince?
Yes.
Is he called Fresh Prince?
I think it's just Will Smith.
Okay.
I think they have, I mean, there's references to being a prince or whatever.
Does he have a DJ Jazzy Jeff
character? There's a jazz. I don't know if he's quite a DJ. He owns a record store.
Ah.
The biggest probably difference character wise is Carlton.
Is he
not goofy? He's not.
Is he mad thuggin'?
No, he's you know, they go to Bel Air Prep or wherever they're going to school at, right? But he's more like in that school, the jock isn't the one that's getting all the attention. It's going to be the intellectual. So Carlton is the intellectual. He runs the school apparently, and then Will Smith comes in and sort of knocks him off his throne. And there's a jealousy. There's like a rivalry going on here.
Sounds like vice principals.
Yeah, it's very much vice principals, but it's not a comedy. I mean, there's funny moments maybe here and there, but it's not a comedy. It's really good. It hooked me in the first episode. It hooked me so much, I subscribed to Peacock.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
Should have just hit this guy up.
Yeah, you should just hit me up.
I don't like sharing passwords and stuff like that.
You don't? You
no, because like what me? If you got hacked or something?
You don't want to be Eskimo buddies with passwords?
No, I do not. Like to have my own. That's why I don't go thrift store shopping. Like to have my own, brand new, fresh. I don't want to hand-me-downs and used stuff.
I think Cosmo Joe feels attacked right now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. I forgot you were there.
Oh. No, I did too for a second.
I think he forgot he was there.
What? No, I was going to say something, though. Like, I only have a question. Like, I'm all down for taking stories and making them cool. But, like, what's happening, man? Like, all these, like, Wonder Years, they completely redid.
Yeah.
You know, Fresh Prince of Bel Air, they redid. And I'm saying, they probably are great. But in my mind, I'm like, why don't they just create a different form of the art? Why do you have to just take that old and replace it? It's like, I don't know, man. It's kind of weird to me. It's a strange thing to where a lot of my childhood is being
rewritten, you
know, completely rewritten. Right. And it's a weird place to be, because it's not like it's bad. It's just hard to understand. Like, all right, so
it's like Riverdale, you know? Riverdale is if you watch Riverdale, it's not the Archie comics you grew up with.
Or the Archie comics that my dad grew up with.
Right.
Or my grandpa.
Yeah, but it doesn't call itself Archie comics either.
Right.
Yeah, that's, you know, but that's, mean? All
that's
all the just weird marketing part of it. Like
the,
stuff.
Yeah, but that's, it's just, like, it's going through, it's all through art right now. And for me as an artist, it's hard to, I've been in this phase in my own head where I'm like, man, I just want to go to the future. I don't really want to keep looking back, you know, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I think that some of these shows need to just, you know,
I think a lot of times
to a different level.
I think a lot of times, like, producers, writers, whatever, they come up with an idea and they're like, hey, I want to write this and I want to put this perspective on it. And then it's too similar to something from the past. And they're like, well, hey, why don't we just make that a new version of this?
Yeah.
And my hot take on the Fresh Prince thing is, like, I didn't really think Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was a great show to begin with.
Mm.
Nah, not either. I mean, that wasn't like my favorite show, but no. Carlton, I mean, it was something I watched all through, like, even, you know, all through high school and in college, being, you know,
and that was
mindset.
But Clark, P.O. Box.
I was a Martin guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Martin. I love Martin. Like, that's another thing. Is what happens if they remake that show? It's like,
I thought they were supposed to. I thought they
were.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. I mean, there's a point in my head where it's like, I get it. You can honor the past, but you got to, like, make something new out of it or take it to a different level. I mean, just don't replace it. I don't know.
Bel Air, how it kind of got started was a filmmaker just did a like a trailer, a kind of a reimagining of Fresh Prince as a drama. He just did that on his own, right? And he released the trailer, and it went viral. People ate it up. So then it caught the attention of NBC and Will Smith, and they're like, you know what? Maybe we got something here. And so they hired this guy to be the showrunner for Bel Air. He's the creator of Bel Air. So it's the guy that made like a fan trailer,
right?
Reimagined. And then they're like, hey, let's do it on Peacock. And it's excellent. Absolutely excellent. At first I was like, I don't like the way they're taking, because some of the characters are different. Like Uncle Phil is not a like old fat guy. He's a young, trim, very good looking, built gentleman.
Is he still a judge?
He's yeah, he's like a DA or something. He's running for DA in the season one. No spoilers, I'm sorry. But
it's okay. You're not going to spoil much for me.
Yeah. He's running for DA.
Well, you know, going on the whole remaking something, and I think there was a commercial for it on the during the Super Bowl. What do you think about the new Batman?
I'm hoping it's good. I mean, there's only so many Batman stories you can tell over and over again, you know?
Right.
So you have to change it.
You know what it kind of looks like to me? It almost looks like they took the Adam West Batman and combined it with the Michael Keaton Batman. But the thing is with the Batman deal, and I know it's supposed to be like he's a younger guy and he's going to be more the detective Batman, but I'm sorry, but Batman shouldn't weigh 165 pounds. Like, I shouldn't feel like I should be able to, like, stand...
But he knows Kung Fu.
Yeah. Well,
do you know Kung Fu?
No, but like, you know,
he does.
Well, how about this?
And he's got a batarang. Do you got a batarang?
No. How about this? Let's get some headgear. Let's get some gloves and let's just get in the ring.
Yeah. But he's got a batarang.
You can't use a batarang with gloves.
And he's got a butler. Yeah.
You don't have a butler.
You know, Alfred's not going to do shit for you if you're in the ring with me.
I wish Alfred was Alf.
Oh, there we go.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
There's a show they need to remake.
Well,
we should come up with the idea where we just do mashups of shows and make the characters live together all at once.
Here we go. We got Alf and we got, you know, the
it's like Bruce Wayne's like,
got
Alf, have you seen the cat?
There's
not since breakfast.
Alf. Who else? What else?
Urkel.
Oh, have you seen the SNL? They were making fun of like the Bel Air thing, and they remaked Family Matters into a like a gritty drama.
Yeah,
it's hilarious. Yeah. The best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I do that? So great. I love that. That was probably my favorite show growing up, Family Matters.
So what's on the docket now?
Oh, I was waiting for Joe Cosmo Joe to finish his mashup. So we got Batman.
Alf.
Alf.
Batman, Alf. Golden Girls.
No, but just one Golden Girl. Which Golden Girl do you pick? Rose? It's got to be Rose.
The goldenest one.
Oh. The goldenest?
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
So Curtis Cowboy.
So all the furniture talks in the Batcave.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you just get to the point where why can't we just go further? Like, yeah. I don't know.
That's what Robot Chicken's for.
Right.
Yeah.
A fail.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I've been obsessed lately with I've been on a recycle of Bob's Burgers.
Oh, it's a great show.
Mm-hmm.
Rick and Morty.
Yeah,
and King of the Hill. That's all I've been watching from
2 out of 3 isn't
11
bad.
O'clock to about 3 a.m.
Yeah,
and it just allows my brain to go back to a nice simple place, you know, where you understand things, where the place made sense. You know.
Yeah, when anybody asks me like what's it like living in Dallas, I'm just like, just watch King of the Hill.
I don't know you. Let go my purse.
That's Fort Worth you're talking about.
No. King of the Hill is...
I've never seen anyone stand out by like a fence drinking beer in Dallas. I see that in Fort Worth.
Well, that's a suburb thing.
Yeah, that's a Garland thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's an Allen thing. That's a... Yep.
Yeah.
Suburbs where everyone's in the garage drinking beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we did that.
Mm-hmm.
Did that plenty of times.
Yep.
Yeah, the family across the street, the only white family in my neighborhood growing up across the street, they always had the lawn chair out in the front. Or in the garage, they have the El Camino out front, and they're always drinking that Coors Light every single day, playing that rock music. Man,
if you're in Texas, you're drinking Lone Star.
But this is how long Pearl. Has Lone Star been out?
Pearl, yeah.
How long has Lone Star been out for a long time since I was a kid?
Yeah,
yeah. Dude.
Well, I didn't know what they were drinking.
My dad drank Lone Star in Vietnam.
Oh,
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Can't anymore. Can't thank him anymore.
Well, I was thinking you.
Oh.
The Lone Star Brewery was built in 1884.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 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 I'm surprised there weren't like survivors of the Texas Revolution that didn't have a say in that thing.
Yeah. They probably worked at the factory. They probably canned it.
Well, bottled it.
I went to get a haircut last week. I find myself just like urgently needing a haircut where I can't go to my normal people.
Are you not going to our friend that conveniently cuts our hair, Miss Stephanie?
I can't when it's a last minute situation because I don't pay attention. And she's
in Far East Dallas.
Yeah. Now. And so it's like, I got to get something quick. And, you know, she's so good. She's booked up for 2 or 3 weeks in advance. So if I need something today, I'm not getting in. So last week, I found somebody to cut my hair randomly at this place. Let's call it the CEO place.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
There's another. No. Yeah. No, I don't know what you're talking about. Corporate.
The road room.
The conference room is what we're going to call it. So
the C-suite.
I called like 10 places before I called this place to see if anybody would take it. But it's a Saturday.
Also had appointments two places that didn't get honored.
Right. Oops, sorry, my bad. That's what I got. So I had to find something last minute. And the only place that could take me on a Saturday with that short notice was the conference room. The water cooler. And so I walk in and they assign you a random stylist, which is fine. But it's also kind of like Russian roulette. You don't know what's going to happen, right? I walk in and they assign me the oldest person in there, which I'm actually okay with because she's seen some things, you know? Bless you.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
The oldest person. Are you okay? You need go to the other room and go on Zoom, please.
For real.
Sorry.
Bring in Cosmo Joe.
Yeah, he's like, man, you made me stay home.
But the oldest person in the salon has seen some things. She's experienced. She knows what she's doing. At least that's what the implication is.
That's what you think.
That's what I think. Right.
My head tells me this old lady just got a job here.
Well, I asked her. The first question I asked was, how long you been cutting hair? She goes, too long. I'm like, great.
Oh, that's awesome.
Great.
Damn.
Are you all right? You want me to call Fauci? Put him down.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
So then I'm glad we're not getting to this game. We're not going to have time to get to the game, and I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah, me too.
But so I asked her how long, and no, it wasn't great.
They never are.
It literally was so bad, I had to pull it from BuzzFeed. That's how bad it was. And I'm like, we're going to just do this if we have nothing else to do today. It was like a last minute. It was like break in case of emergency. But anyway, so
it'll be on the schedule for the next 6 months.
No, I'm taking it off. Okay. It was so bad. Good gosh, man. What's going on over there?
I don't know, dude. Like, is there like dust falling from the ceiling?
Nothing.
Well, yeah, that does happen there.
Jesus.
Nothing going on.
Sorry.
The lady says, I've cut hair for far too long. So I'm like, all right, great. She's, you know, angry about her life and stuff like that. That means she's stuck in this rut and all she knows how to do is cut hair. Just told me she was a paralegal. Are you okay?
Dude,
at least we got some content out of the show today. This is probably the best thing. This is going to blow up on TikTok. Clark sneezing.
14 times.
Yeah. People loved you losing your straight card last week, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When do I get it back?
You don't.
That's up for
Wait a minute.
Eric.
It's up for
you
renewal.
You lost a straight card?
Oh, yeah. He didn't.
What happened to
Tell him what happened.
He claimed that the Chargers were in the Super
Bowl.
Yeah,
I got the Chargers and the Rams mixed up.
Which I don't know how you could do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Eric even knew that.
Yeah. But it was also taken away before that because you didn't know when the Super Bowl was.
Yeah. We did. We were telling you when the Super Bowl was. And you were like,
yeah,
I
forgot about the 2 week break.
I didn't think so, man.
You know what? Real quick, what division are the Rams in?
Yes. The West Side.
The West Side.
Yeah, West Side.
Yeah, what division?
Yeah.
What conference?
Compton. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I lost Everybody my knows straight that. Card. And I lost my straight card.
You never had it.
I proudly admit that I don't know anything about sports.
Hey, Mike, who was in the Final Four in 1990?
Oh, easy. Yeah. Dallas Cowboys.
Wrong sport.
Georgetown.
Wrong.
Houston Rockets.
No, Georgetown.
Duke.
Texas Rangers.
You got one. You got one.
Houston Rockets.
You got one.
Dallas Cowboys.
No, I'm talking to
Illinois.
Joe.
Illinois.
No.
Illinois.
No.
Saints.
UNLV, Georgia Tech, and Arkansas.
Las Vegas.
Complete it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Anyway. Right.
So.
But you still don't get it back, though. It's still locked away in the safe.
What happened to your hair?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm actually warming up now, and I can do the show now. We got 2 minutes left.
We're finally here.
Yeah.
Damn it.
We should. The first part was all warm up.
It was kind of like the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. The Chargers, you mean. So I go in and, you know, she's obviously depressed. She tells me she's a paralegal and or she does that on the side. And, you know, she doesn't like office work. She likes cutting hair instead or whatever. I'm like, all right, cool. So we go to the back. She's going to wash my hair. She tells me I can only wash your hair before the haircut, not afterwards, because you have a lot of hair. I don't know if that's supposed to mean something. Like, I don't understand that. But I'm like, okay.
I don't either.
Like, what does that mean? You know? So, but I'm like, whatever. I'm just here for the ride. We go to the back. And if it's washing a hair, how hard could that be? I wash my hair. I'm not a hairstylist. She's splashing so much water in my eye. Every 30 seconds, water's getting in. Now it's shampoo. There's soap in it. It's burning. It's probably Johnson & Johnson, no tears. And tears are coming out of my eye. And I'm very obviously rubbing my eye with the towel. And she's just splashing away. Doesn't pay attention that I'm getting water. So I'm like, oh no, maybe this is a red flag. We get back to the chair. And she starts, she's like, what do you want to do with the hair? I said, I want to keep the exact same style. Just, you know, shape it up a little bit and trim it up. Just a hair. Make the back less moldy. And she goes, got it. She's just cutting hair. She does a pretty decent job, it seems like. And then we get down to the sideburns. She goes, what do you want to do with the sideburns? I said, oh, you can just trim them up a little bit. Now, when you go to the lady we go to, or you go to a place and they trim up your sideburns, they just kind of like do this. Neat, neat. You know, they just kind of trim it up a little bit. You take care of the rest when you get to the house, right?
They give you the line, basically.
Yeah, they give you the line. They give you a little cut here thing. You know
template.
What I mean? Template, yeah.
Exactly.
She goes, what are you going to do with your beard? I said, oh, I always have a little stubble. I'll just, you know, I'll match up whatever you're going to do. You know what I mean? So just put the little line. I'll take care of it later. Now, this is 4:30 in the afternoon. I've got a whole day in front of me. And I'm trying to think of what I'm going to do after this. I'm going to go, maybe I get some dinner real quick. Now I got to run this errand. I got to do all this stuff. She goes, she makes a little line, knee, 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 on the sideburn. Way too high. I don't know if you can see it. Way too high. It's like up here.
It's you're like blocking, the top, blocking yourself with the mic.
Top of my
there
ear.
You go.
Yeah.
Then she goes.
Yeah.
Then instead of just going nee nee nee, she goes nee. Takes the razor down all the way down my chin cheek.
Oh.
And does this nee 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 nee. Doesn't clean anything up. Just takes this. Just streaks the side of my face. So I thought, well, maybe that was an accident. Maybe I can get away with just one side of my face looking weird. Then she does this exact same thing on the other side. So now I have this very jagged Fu Manchu. At the time, you know, I was like all these
I don't
lines.
Think you can say Fu Manchu.
Oh, can you not say that anymore?
I don't know. I'm
boy,
starting.
It's a style of haircut, man.
We're all getting sued.
But no, I'm a.
That's why I have.
I'm a POC.
Issues, you know. Like,
I'm a POC. I can say it.
Wait a minute. Then you said the lady that was cutting your hair was a legal lady too. Like,
yeah.
She said she was. Oh yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. So we're good. I'm good.
What?
So. She goes in, and so now I have these streaks all around my, like, face. And so now I'm thinking to myself, I can't do anything. I guess I'm going home. Thankfully, I was wearing a mask, you know, when I left, because otherwise it would just be streaks of, like, half-shaven face. She didn't even go in and try to fix, like, the goatee area or anything like that. She just left me like that.
She gave you the Beavis? She just left you the Beavis?
She just gave me the Beavis and left. She goes, all right, you're done.
Better than giving you the Beavis.
That's crazy.
And so I'm like, what am I supposed? I've never had that happen before. I've had a million haircuts. Maybe not that many, but at least 1,000. And I've never had somebody do that before. Like, why don't you just go all the way? Why wouldn't you just shave the rest of the face? You're already there.
My least favorite part of the haircut that happens every now and then is when they're trimming around your ears with, like, the clippers.
And they nick you?
No, well, the clippers, like, grab your ear, like, the top of your ear.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Hurts.
Yeah.
I have scars from that.
Yeah.
But that's because I cut my own hair.
Ah.
That's the only reason I had Steph cut my hair. Because the girl before her, I made cry.
How'd you do that?
Dude, Joey is so nice, too. Can you imagine him just making some cry?
Same thing that happened to you. I literally sat down and told this person exactly what I needed done. Because I'm very distinct about certain things. Right. You know, I know exactly how I like my hair cut when I have it cut.
Right.
She act like she knew what was going down. And then the same thing, step after step, you know, motion after motion. Before I know it, I'm looking really jacked. And she's just sitting there acting like it's all cool. Oh, that's the new style. I'm like, lady, you just made me look clownish.
Right.
My hair is destroyed. I'm going to have to shave it off. And yeah. I did. I had literally went home and shaved my entire head off because, yeah, man. But yeah, this woman broke down in tears. And yeah, I had to go find a new person to cut my hair.
You tip her?
yeah, actually, I did pay her. I ended up. But because that's how I felt justified by being really a dick to her.
Right.
I did give her money and,
yeah.
You know, and then I could let her have it. And I didn't, maybe looking back. No, you know what? If you're going to cut somebody's hair.
It's a responsibility.
That's a responsibility, man. You got to know what you're doing.
Yeah. Was she a young person or an older person?
You know, she was old enough, man. Oh, God.
Ooh, save that.
Yeah, I mean, I still tipped this lady really well because it wasn't a terrible haircut. She just ruined my day where I had to go home, shave. Spider even mentioned last week when I came in. He's I haven't seen your fresh face in a while.
No, since pre-COVID at least.
And I'm like, it wasn't by choice.
It was freaky because it was just a shocking change.
Yeah. And it wasn't like a super clean shave. It was just like, the razor. When you take the little guard off.
Yeah.
It's that one. So what's that, a zero?
Yep, that's exactly.
That's a one.
Is it a one when you take the guard off?
No, that's a zero.
It was just a zero.
A zero.
But I still have to, and it still like hasn't come back all the way yet. You know, I've got to wait another week or so before it's normal.
It's definitely more normal though.
Yeah, it's closer. It's just weird. I don't know what to do, and I don't want to leave a bad review and stuff. I mean, she did a good job of everything else. It's just that one thing.
And you've been telling people to leave 5 stars, even if they weren't.
Well, I said if you didn't have good service, don't leave a 5-star. Don't leave any review. Just don't do a 3 or 2 or whatever. Just don't leave a review, which I'm not going to. Plus, it's not like it's an independent business. It's a chain.
Right.
So that I don't care.
Go back to.
Yeah.
Did you play?
Well, allow me to retort. I wasn't trying to hurt nobody's feelings or make anybody cry.
Well, that's how we got here.
You know,
we thought that how you said it was, I was trying to hurt her feelings and I was trying to make her cry. That's what I got out of it.
Maybe I did say that. But I truly did not try to destroy this, you know, this woman's psyche. She just
was
made
weak.
Me look.
She was mentally weak.
She couldn't handle it. Do you want to go ahead and do? You already issued one apology earlier today. Do you want to go ahead and do another apology, and then we'll end the show that way?
Yeah. To all the hairdressers out there, keep on cutting.
And you're learning and you're growing from this experience of after making this lady cry.
Yeah, and if I've ever yelled at you after you've cut my hair and told you that you sucked and that you shouldn't be cutting people's hair, and how the hell did I even get in your chair? I'm sorry.
And he's learned and grown from that experience. He had to discover himself. He had to take some time away. That kind of thing. Yada, yada, yada.
Well, and that's why I haven't got a haircut. I haven't been able to go back and be nice yet. So,
and with that,
now he really looks homeless.
Yeah. Hey, it's Patriot Pete. And with that, we're out.
Give me that spare taste.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.